We are down to the final hours where the new year begins and the soul receives all the energy, sustenance, strength, wisdom it needs for the next 365 days to be able to make its proper transformation and to elevate to its highest destiny. We have to realize that every hour of Rosh Hashanah, of those 48 hours, translates into a week's worth of energy for us in the entire year. And where our mind is, where our thoughts are, where our words are, to be so conscious in the next 48 hours, to not let Satan into our consciousness, to not let Satan make us be upset, to not let Satan make us be weak, to not let Satan make us have doubts or worries, but to fully immerse yourself into the light of the Creator in the next 48 hours, from Wednesday night to Friday night. That's our job. To best prepare for this time, we have to use all of our strength that we've ever had in the entire year to stay focused and to immerse ourselves in spiritual connections. For some of us who are making those connections live, or you're making those connections via streaming, or maybe you're not making any connections, but if you're receiving this recording, it's because you have some form of Kabbalistic knowledge or wisdom. Study in these 48 hours. Your relationship with the Creator is forged more than ever in these 48 hours. It's easiest in these 48 hours to make any change you want in your life, any shift, to believe with certainty that you can wake up Saturday morning and have something that's always been bothering you be lifted from your life, be lifted from your mind, be lifted from your essence. And we all have something that weighs us down. Or maybe we just want to be in an environment of protection. We're sick and tired of always worrying about when things will happen or how they'll happen. And maybe we just want protection. We want to feel protection. Maybe we just want to feel certainty. Whatever it is, there are endless possibilities to the blessings we can have for the coming year. Endless. Satan makes us think that things need to be gradual and that there are limitations. And who are we to ask for this and look what we've done and all that nonsense. But the Creator has designed the game in such a way that we can become the Creator. And being the Creator means unlimited. It means beyond logic. It means things don't have to happen gradually. So take this time right now and do two things. Number one, if you could have your wildest dreams in terms of what kind of life you want to have this year, try to visualize it and try to ask for it. Actually, verbally ask the Creator for what it is that you would like to receive that falls in line with also being like the Creator. So let's not ask for things that actually will damage or potentially hurt us. Let's ask for things that are in line with allowing us to be more giving people, more sharing people, more sensitive people, more powerful people, more certain people. Let's ask for that. That's number one. And number two, anytime we want to receive something, we have to let go of something. Every time. That goes in every area of life. You want to receive something, you have to let go of something. You're building your business. You're building a relationship. If you want your relationship to grow, it's because you have to let go of something. And if you find your relationship is not growing, it's because you're not letting go of something. You can say, yeah, but what about them? The fact that you have earned a stuck reality is because you haven't let go of something. So we have to also think about, all right, what am I going to commit to letting go? And to really commit. Because most times people only commit to change when they're going through pain and suffering. Then they make a commitment. But can you make a commitment even when things are okay? Can you look deep down inside and say, no, truly, even though it may not feel great in the beginning, I'm going to commit to let go of my sadness, my laziness, my impatience, my need for approval, my thinking everyone's always judging me, my whatever. Let's make a commitment. The Creator will help us. Let's let it go. And let's ask for a unlimited, illogical, new destiny, new reality this year. No more of the same old movies. No more of the same old movies. Have a wonderful year, everyone.